We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Orla, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Tes. This halacha is based on Torah Yud Dalet in the first half of Likutei Moran, which discusses a number of special topics, one of them being humility. That's one of the places where Rabbeinu Zal really analyzes and clarifies this topic a little bit. And one of the highlights of it was where Rabbeinu Zal spoke about a person being zeichet to be humble when they're with people who are above them, when they're with their peers, and when we're with people who are on a lower level than us. That was three basic levels of humility. Then Rabbeinu Zal discussed the fourth level, that even if a person were to come to the conclusion that I'm the lowest person, then the Torah says, Shivu ish tachtov, that a person has to consider himself below what he is. Even if he's the bottom, if he's one, then he's got to go down to zero, you know, to consider himself less than what he is. And Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this over there in chapter 14 in Likutei Moran. And Rav Nosson Zal also took it further in the previous pages that we had in this halacha. And now he's going to use that to lead into the topic of Purim, and to show us all kinds of connections between the holiday of Purim and many of the different things we spoke about earlier. V'zeh b'chinas Purim. Everything we've been discussing till now is related to the holiday of Purim. Ki homon hizgoe ma'oid. Homon was very arrogant. K'mo yishom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara points out, that was one of his greatest faults. How he thought so highly of himself, and his interest in life was for people to worship him, to bow down to him, literally. And again, he achieved that at one point, and to have great wealth, many kids. All of it was about personal power and glory. Nothing to do with Hashem. He was the Hashem. Like Paro said, Li Yoiri Vani Asisini, I created the Nile. Haman also wanted to give the impression that he's it. Verodath es hatzadik oemes, and he persecuted the true tzadik, Bechinas Mordechai, ad sherotzo lahashmid, to the point where his hate for Mordechai, hatzadik, was so big that it wasn't enough. His thirst for blood wouldn't be quenched with Mordechai's blood alone. I'm going to wipe him out and his family and his whole nation. Chas v'shalom, and sherotzo lahashmid v'chulu, chas v'shalom es kol ha'yehudim. He wanted to wipe out the entire Jewish people. Where does this originate from? Ki hu mizera amolik. Haman is a descendant of Amalek. Shehu me'olam ritzua mardus li'Yisrael. Amalek was always the whip that Hashem used, unfortunately, when Hashem felt that we deserved to get hit. Amalek was the one who did it when we first left Egypt and throughout all the generations. Vehu iker zuamas hanochosh. And Haman, Amalek, are the epitome of the filth of the original snake who caused Chava and Adam Rishon to go against Hashem. Shemishon kol hamenios haboim mibchinas pegam habegodim. And this is all tied into what we discussed earlier, the obstacles that a Jew encounters every time a person wants to do a mitzvah or come close to Hashem or come close to the tzaddik. Rabbeinu Zal had explained over there in Likutei Moran in this Torah that all the obstacles that a Jew encounters all come from their garments, their begodim tzoyim, their filthy garments, meaning the garments that we've soiled with our sins, with all of our sins and misdeeds, chas v'shalom, which are the root of all the obstacles that we experience. Haboim b'chinas pegam habegodim, from the fact that our clothing is defective, b'chinas begodim tzoyim, the terminology that's used in the Navi, in the prophets, is Hashem says to the prophet says to the Jewish people, remove your garments that are full of excrement, rahman al-Islam, that stench of all the sins and the idol worship and everything. Shenimshach michet Adam Rishon. All of that originates from the sin of Adam Rishon. she'ikr pigomoi hoya b'habigodim, whereby we find that the main damage that Adam and Chava caused by eating the Eitz Hadas was reflected in their clothing. Kemoshikosav, as the Pasuk says, immediately afterwards, that it says they realized that they were naked, and the Gemara says that Hashem said to them, Mi higid l'choke, I'm sorry, the Pasuk says in Chumash, Hashem says to them, Mi higid l'choke eiroi moto, who told you that you were naked? Hamin ho eitz, did you eat from that tree? Implying that that's what the tree will cause. The tree will bring about this pigam in the begodim. Shemishom nimshach homon. And that's also where homon originates from. K'moshom razal, as the Gemara says in Chulin, homon minatoyra minayin. Where is homon rooted in the Torah? And the Gemara answers, from this pasuk, hamin ho'eitz. The word hamin is spelled without a yud in the Chumash. The same as this, the word homon. So Haman is rooted in the Eitz Hadas, and that's where the snake, the original snake, was all about, and that's also where this pigam in the begodim is, which Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now, that the whole issue of gaiva is related especially to clothing. V'zeo b'chinas Haman min ha-Toyra. Rav Nosson Zal says this is why the Gemara words it in this way, Haman min ha-Toyra, Min ha-Toyra daika. Look at what the Gemara is saying, that Haman is from the Torah, meaning that Haman draws power from the Torah. Ki kol hisgabrus Haman hu min ha-Toyra, because the whole ability for Haman to have any kind of power comes from the Torah. Hainu me oisiois ha-Toyra shenis arbevu al yidei chet odom arishon. As a result of the letters of the Torah that got mixed up, that got rearranged, as a result of Adam eating from the Eitz Hadas Tovara. We explained earlier that everything in this world, not just human beings, but animals, plants, all draw their chius from the Torah, from the letters of the Torah. And when things are being conducted properly, when Jews are living properly, doing the right thing, then the letters of the Torah are in their proper shape and form. And they form the words of the Torah as we know it, which are full of blessings and good things. When a Jew commits a sin, chas v'shalom, when we go against the Torah, we cause those letters of the Torah to get rearranged to form negative tzirufim, to form combinations that bring curses upon us, or upon the animals, or upon the plants, upon the entire creation. So here we're being told, as a result of the Eitz Hadas, the letters of the Torah got misformatted, got formatted in a negative way, which gave Haman, instead of us being able to draw life and strength from it, it gave Haman, it gave the other side, the ability to draw power and strength from the letters of the Torah. Haman min ha-Torah, which got messed up as a result of Adam eating from the Eitz Hadas, ve'al yedei hachatoim shel kol echad v'echad, and in addition, as a result of the sins of all of us, rachmona litzlan. V'sehu, and this is why the pasuk says at the end of Beshalach, when after Amalek came and attacked the Jews at that time, when they came out of Egypt, the pasuk says, ki yod al keis ko, Hashem says, I place my hand on my throne, swearing that Milchomo Hashem Bamolek Midor Dor, that Hashem himself will wage battle against Amolek from generation to generation. And the Gemara says, Shenishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem swore, She'ein Shemoi Sholem, that Hashem's name is not complete, and Hashem's throne is not complete, until Haman will be wiped out completely. Hashem's full name is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Here it says, Ki Yod Al Keis Ko. The Aleph is missing from the Kisei, and the Vav Hei is missing from the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ki Hanefoshois Shemiskarvim Nikroim Palga. Now Rav Nosson Zal refers back to the chapter on Likutei Moran. There in Torah Yud Dalid, Rabbi Nosson Zal speaks, he quotes a story in the Gemara, and one of the terms in the story there is the term palga, which means half. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that a Jew who is starting to come close to Hashem, whether it be a Baal Tshuva, a convert, is referred to as palga, meaning he's incomplete. He recognizes that he's lacking in a very big way. Like we talk about a person who's not married is called a plag guf, a half-wit, a half a person, not married, incomplete. So too, Baal Tshuva, convert, when they're first starting out, they're represented by this term palga. Why? Machmas shadayin tzrichin l'shaber menios rabois, because of the fact that they still have to overcome many obstacles, shenim shochim mehabegodim tzoyim, which are the result of those soiled garments, shehem zuamas homon amolekim achshemoi, which is the filth of the snake, of homon amolek, of the sitrachra. V'alkein, and therefore, nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem himself has sworn, she'ein shemoi sholem ve'ein kisoi sholem, that Hashem's name is also incomplete and his throne is incomplete, v'hu kaviyochol b'chinas palga u'mechzo. Hashem himself is kaviyochol, half, in this status of half. Ad she'yimoche zechra molik, until Amalek will be wiped out completely, v'izbatlu hamaniyos, and then all the obstacles will be removed, v'iztaknu hanefoshos, and all the souls will get their tikkun, shehim b'chinas palga, all of those souls which were in the category of half, they were incomplete, half-baked in a sense. Ki kol nafshos Yisrael klulim b'shmo Yisborah, because all the souls of the entire Jewish nation are plugged into Hashem's name. V'chol zman sheyesh zuamas hamolek, and so long as the filth, the negativity of Amolek is still operating, shemishom kol hamaniyos, which is the root of all obstacles, shaydeze hanafoshes b'chinas palga, which causes all of these different souls to be at half, they're not complete, Gam Shmo Yisborach Choluk, the name of Hashem is also divided, Bechinas Palga, half. Ki Imoy Anochi Betzorah Ksiv, because the Torah says, Hashem says, I'm with you, I'm with the Jewish people. The Jews are down, Hashem is down. The Jews are half, Hashem is half, Kaviyochu. Ki Shmoy Meshutof Bishmeinu, because Hashem's name is partners with our name. The two names are very much connected. Paragraph Yud, V'alkein, and therefore, Iker HaTikun Hoyo Al Yedei Mordechai. The main tikun for the Haman problem was through Mordechai. Shekora Es Begodov, who tore his garments, V'lovash Sak Vo'efer, and instead, he rent his garments and he dressed himself in sackcloth and ashes. What's that all about? What's that whole thing about that Mordechai tears his garments? Ki yoda she'iker hapegam be'inyan habegodim kanal, because Mordechai understood very well what was going on. He knew that Haman's greatness, Haman's power, implied a pegam in the begodim, the defective garments. Vayetze besoichoyir, as we explained earlier, he knew that Haman came from Amalek, which is all about the nochosh hakadmo, the eitz hadas, the hamin hoetz, which is all about that ki eroi manoichi, that pegam in the begodim. Vayetze besoichoyir, and Mordechai at Sadik went out into the city, vayizak zooko gedoilo moro, and he screamed a great bitter scream. Ki ein takono neged ribui hamaniyos haboi mibegodim atzoyim, because there is no solution to the multitude of obstacles that are the result of those defective garments. Kiim lahashpil atzmoi ad ofor, the way that a Jew battles that problem is by humbling ourselves, by lowering ourselves to the dirt. That's all the way to the bottom. Ulahafshit bigdei gavosoi, and to strip ourselves of our garments, our respectable garments, Velizoik ma'oid ma'oid l'ashem yizborach zok ha'gedoyl u'mora. And to scream, tremendous screams to Hashem, great bitter screams like Mordechai HaTzadik did. Ad yashkif ve'yer Hashem yishamayim. Until Hashem will decide to look down upon us from heaven with pity, with rachmonis, kemoi shezocha Mordechai acharkach, as we find Mordechai HaTzadik was zeichet to in the end, al yedei toikif hanes shel Purim, through the great powerful miracle of Purim, shenishapech hakoy letoiva, that everything got turned around completely, 180 degrees, kamoi shekosuv, as the Megillah makes a point of pointing out to us, u'mordechai yotza melefnei hamelech bilevush malchus, tcheles, v'chur, etc., etc. It says that Mordechai, when Haman was eliminated, and when Achashverosh recognized the greatness and the goodness of Mordechai and Esther, it says that Mordechai came out dressed in royal garments, tcheles v'chur, butz v'argomon, b'chinas tikun halavushim v'abigodim. This shows that the success of Mordechai HaTzadik was that they corrected, they fixed everything that needed repair in the area of these garments. Bechinas tcheles shebetzitzis, because it says over there that Mordechai went out dressed in tcheles, that blue wool, which corresponds to the tcheles of the tzitzis that we wear, shehem iker tikun habegodim. The tzitzis, and especially the tcheles of the tzitzis, are the main purification and rectification of the begodim. Ki tzitzis hein bechinas klal kol chidushei Torah, shemetzarfim hatzadikim letoivo bishvil tikun hanefoshes kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says now that the mitzvah of tzitzis specifically represents all the new Torah that the great tzadikim reveal when they repair the letters of the Torah that were misformatted. Remember, as a result of our sins, the letters got jumbled up into all kinds of bad sirufim. When the tzaddikim are zeicha to reveal their chidushei Torah, they take the letters of the Torah and they make sforim out of them, their sforim, where they format the letters in a positive way, that's the main tikkun for this pigama the begodim. Ki hein bechinas chaluka derabonon. This is a term that's used in the Gemara, in the Zohar HaKodesh, the special garment, the royal garment of the rabbis, chaluka derabonon, which is made from their Torah, from their mitzvahs. V'zeh b'chinas gedilim ta'aselech shenichtav etzol parshas kilayim. And Rav Nosson Zal says, coming back to our topic, remember in the past few pages, we've been speaking about kilayim. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand the close proximity why the Torah gives us the mitzvah of tzitzis right next to the prohibition of kilayim. Do not mix wool and linen in an illegal way. Make tzitzis for yourself. Bechinas gedilim tasla, ki tzitzis heim tikun bechinas kilayim. Because as we explained earlier, kilayim is an illegal mixture. Kilayim is when things get mixed up in an improper way, like those letters of the Torah getting mixed up to form harmful tzirufim. Tzitzis is the tikkun for that. Tzitzis is the tikkun for the kilayim. Shehi b'chinas klal kol hamaniyos shenemshecha mipgam habegodim. We said that kilayim was symbolic of all of those obstacles that come from the defective garments, and kilayim is an example of a defective garment. Tzitzis is the tikkun for that, because tzitzis is the beged of kedusha of a Jew, the beged of holiness. And in tzitzis, that's the one place where Hashem said that tzitzis is so holy an item that during the time that we had the proper, that we were sure that we had tcheles, then you were allowed to have wool and linen in tzitzis. There, it was only a holy mixture, a constructive thing, nothing negative about it.